All right, you too. It's 525.
Go to the man who has again managed to stir up quite a hornet's nest. He is the pastor and founder of the Church of God, whose book, The Prophesied End Time, is a controversial message about the end days. He's a gentleman who challenges folks to consider catastrophic end time events that are prophesied to begin soon, from more acts of terror, per se, to natural disasters like the tsunami that has struck Southeast Asia. Are these events, like the tsunami over the weekend, a precursor to the end times? We welcome Ronald Wineland, the former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God, to live from Seattle. Ron, good afternoon.
Yes.
I should call you Pastor Ron.
No, Ron's fine.
Obviously, people, I'm one of them, are talking extensively about the end of the world from time to time. But at least I'm not talking about it in relation to this tsunami. Tsunamis and earthquakes at sea happen every year, not ones of a 9.0 magnitude, but tsunamis are nothing new to the Hawaiian Islands. Tsunamis are nothing new to Japan. Why do you believe this tsunami, more than others, could be a precursor of the end time?
Well, as I was on with you earlier in a few months ago, telling everyone that that is the exact thing that's taking place, that events are going to become closer together, they're going to be greater in magnitude, and those things will continue to increase over the following year. And then the year, 3 years behind that, become much greater, and here in the United States as well. These things are going to come here as well as terrorism and natural disasters, and that's what the message is.
So when you say there may be an impact of this tsunami on prophetic messages, is there more to it than what you just explained?
Absolutely. There's a lot more coming. This is as bad as this is small compared to what we're getting ready for.
Small compared to the four hurricanes that hit Florida this year?
Hurricanes, like you said, have come and gone. The point being is that these kinds of events, as far as natural disasters, are going to escalate. They're going to become greater in intensity. There's going to be far more destruction, far more death, and they're going to get closer and closer together here, and they're going to begin increasing more over this next year.
All right. Mr. Wineland has appeared on countless stages. He's a gifted speaker, and when we return with Pastor Wineland, we'll talk about what can be done to prepare for the end of time and how the end time relates to this planet's political climate, not just America's. More when we return on AM 820 KGNW.
Hello, Pastor.
Yes.
I have why the end is near, what natural disasters have to do with the end times, and what can be done to prepare for it.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's fine.
Okay, and then I want to thank you again in advance, since I'll still be on the air when we're finishing up, so I won't be able to get back on the phone with you. So
oh, you bet. That's
thank
fine.
You in advance for doing this. So.
You bet.
And you wrote The Prophesied End Time?
Yes, The Prophesied End Time. Yes, correct.
Okay, Prophesied. Okay, and then let's see here. Oh yeah, and I might touch on the Y2K mania. People said that might be it.
No, yep.
Nostradamus had to say the Left Behind series. Okay,
sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Exactly, because all the...
How do you describe yourself by title now?
I just go by Ron Wineland. I am a pastor, also stating in the book and so forth that I'm a prophet.
Great, okay. Okay, sounds good. You said you consider yourself a prophet?
Correct.
Okay, one moment, please.
Seattle continues on Seattle's Christian Talk, AM 820 KGNW. Now your host, Thor Tomo.
Ronald Wineland is the pastor and founder of the Church of God. Controversial would be a fair word to describe that. Former senior pastor of the Worldwide Church of God. How possibly do natural disasters help fill in the blanks when it comes to determining whether we may or may not be anywhere near the end of time as we know it on this side of heaven, Pastor?
Well, it just happens to be that we're at the end of 6,000 years. We're at the end of a period of time that God gave to mankind to govern himself, to rule himself, and he's going to reveal himself to mankind in a way he hasn't in 6,000 years.
How do we prepare for it, then?
Well, there are things that people can come to do. It's an age-old story about repentance, about turning to God, because people are going to go through the worst times of Earth's history, and those who live through it will live into an incredible new world, but majority are going to die. And
some would say this incredible new world isn't so incredible if the United Nations has any meaningful stake in it. And when we talk about the world's current political climate, certainly the oil for food scandal involving the UN has taken center stage, front and center, in the world's news headlines. when you talk about the political climate and how it may be affected by the end times. In your own words, elaborate.
Well, the United Nations, the League of Nations, they have all failed. They can't bring peace. It's politics is politics, and with politics, you're never going to have peace. That's what God gave mankind, to try every kind of government in 6,000 years he could, and they've all failed. And the only thing that can truly bring peace is God. God's going to bring peace to this earth, and what follows, what is coming, called the Great Tribulation, that will last for 3.5 years, is the kingdom of God back to this earth. Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, was asked by Pilate, "Are you a king?" And people don't understand. They call him the Messiah, they call him Christ, and they don't even know what the words mean. They have to do with an anointing to be a king. He came the first time as our Passover to die for the sins of all mankind. But he told Pilate, when Pilate asked him, you know, are you a king? And he said, that is the purpose I was born, but my kingdom is not of this age. It's not of this time. It was going to be 2,000 years later. And that's what he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to come back in and take rule of this earth.
The tsunami, of course, devastates Southeast Asia, but you point to this humongous series of tidal waves as one of a number of events that will lead to the demise of the United States. Where's biblical foundation on the demise of the U.S. and the United Kingdom and various parts of Asia as it relates specifically to passages from the Bible?
Well,
as it relates to natural disasters like the tsunami, I mean.
Well, again, those things are covered in the book of Prophesied End Time. It gets quite in depth. But the point being is that there are going to be increasing events happen all over the world, not just the United States, but the United States is going to be the one that receives the brunt of the beginning of what's called the Great Tribulation, that last 3.5 years.
And that's what I'm pressing you
yes,
on. Where
yes.
is the biblical foundation?
Exactly. We are, there were 12 sons who became known as Israel, the tribes of Israel, the nations of Israel. Most people today, when they hear the word Israel, they think of the land of Israel today with the Jewish people. There were several other tribes. 10 of those tribes actually went to the north. They became known as Israel when Judah and Israel separated. Judah stayed in the south, where we would recognize the area of Israel today, with Jerusalem and so forth. Those 10 tribes later on, because they turned from God, turned from the law of God, and turned to Baal worship, are the ones that were taken into captivity by the Assyrians at that time, who are the Germanic people today. They were taken captive and taken out of that part of the world, and the Sumerians were brought back in there. That's why when you come to the time of Christ, there are Samaritans. They were brought in there by the Assyrians. The rest of the Israelites, all those 10 nations, became known as the Lost 10 Tribes, and they were taken farther up into Europe. Those peoples have migrated to Western Europe, to Great Britain, to Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. These are very much in prophecy. They are the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel. And so when prophetic events are spoken of in the Bible and it talks about Israel, it's not just the Jewish people, it's us. We are a part of Israel.
Now, it's one thing to study, to speak knowledgeably about, and to be a guest invited onto a radio show to discuss prophetic events as prophesied in Revelation or whatever. It's quite another to label yourself, as I believe you do, a prophet. You understand why that automatically puts you on exceptionally thin ice with a lot of folks, and I'm among them.
Absolutely. That's why this book was written, to tell people what's going to take place in the next few years, because the only proof there have been, people come along, claim they represent God. Look at all the churches, all the religions today.
But you're not suggesting you represent God.
I am suggesting to you that I am from God, that I am sent here from God as a prophet to tell you what's going to happen in the end time, and that as those things come to pass, that will be the proof.
Now, let me ask you a blunt question, because I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
Is that the biggest reason why you now are a former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God?
I left the Worldwide Church of God because they turned from those truths that were given to them very early on and went back to what they came out of.
But, or you could interpret that to mean they didn't buy the premise that you live under, which is that you are a prophet.
I didn't claim that until just in the last year. It wasn't given to me in the last year. I was a minister, a pastor before that, but in the last year, those things have changed, and I have
Louis,
a job.
Louis, forgive me, but Louis Farrakhan's a minister. I mean, that doesn't, you know, throw up a sheet.
No, I know it. Just like this book, The Prophesied End Time. I don't expect people to believe it.
No, we got the book.
But my point being is, mm-hmm. what is written there will come to pass.
Forgive me, but we're under a minute, so let me get okay. some substantive stuff here. There was much brouhaha about Y2K. The new millennium and the Y2K mania and Nostradamus and the best-selling Left Behind series. Every new year seems to bring cries of the end time.
Oh,
why is your cry more credible and more believable than the others?
Did any of them prove to be true?
Well, neither has yours yet.
No, that's my point. That is exactly my point. I told that Y2K doesn't fit into Bible prophecy. It wasn't going to happen. But that's another point.
But this tsunami does. I don't see either Y2K or this tsunami in the Bible.
As time goes along, you will see more. This is just one of many things that are going to take place. They're going, just like in this country, when a third of this country is destroyed, it's not going to leave any doubt in your mind anymore. When over two-thirds of this nation die, it shouldn't leave any doubt in your mind anymore that you were told this. And when those things come to pass, that's going to make some believers out of people, although even the last third will still not fully believe. God makes it very clear only 10% of the last third will come through in this country and to live into a new world.
You believe you're not living a sin as a self-proclaimed prophet then? Is Jesus your personal Savior?
Absolutely.
Perfect note on which to close. Thank you, Ronald.
Okay.
Pastor Ron Wineland.